This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Good morning and welcome to the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast. My name is Pastor Carolyn. I would like to welcome everyone this morning and thank you for joining us on the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast this morning. Let's agree in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to be here in our midst, oh God, as we agree in prayer, calling on the mighty name of Jesus, the name above every name. Holy Spirit, have your way throughout this radio broadcast in the lives of the listeners, in the life of Pastor Larry and myself. Lord God, we thank you, God, that you are our Lord, our Savior, the one who loves us, the one who died for us, the one who cares for us and guides us and leads us through this journey of life. And so, God, we thank you, God, that you're sharing with us this morning wisdom, knowledge out of your word. Lord God, that you're creating in us, Lord God, a clean heart. You're renewing a right spirit within us. And Lord, you're bringing those things into alignment that need realignment. Lord, we desire, Lord God, to serve you wholeheartedly with all that we are. And Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray that you would be exalted and highly lifted up throughout this radio broadcast today and in the radio broadcast to come. Lord God, know that you are welcome to have your way. Have your way in these programs in Jesus' name. Good morning, Pastor Larry.
Good morning, beloved. I just want to share with you a few bits of scriptures, but first, I want to also pray behind that. Father, we thank you today for your goodness and for your mercy. Lord Jesus, we know that your time is so quick, Lord. And God, let us be diligent seekers of you, Lord. Let us seek the kingdom, O God, day in and day out, Lord. God, give us that will, Lord. Give us, allow us to have our footsteps to be in your footprints, Lord. God, let us be a lover of you, Lord, a lover of the word, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the blessing, Lord, that you have bestowed upon us. And in this radio ministry, Lord, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, God, that you'll touch every heart, every life, every young person, every old person. We bless you in the name of Jesus, that everyone that's connected to this radio ministry, Lord, in WCNO, we ask a blessing upon every ministry, every man and every woman of God, every servant of the living God. We pray a blessing to you. We pray recovery. We pray, Lord, anointing. We pray for the power, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that passeth, Lord, that passeth all understanding, O God, for it was the blood, Jesus. It was the Jesus blood that washed my sins away, that washed the sins of the world away, Lord. It was you, Father, Lord, that allowed Jesus to come down and have give his life up for a mankind, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for being ever mindful and ever present, Lord. Again, we ask you, Lord, to touch the people that have ministries on this radio broadcast, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to bless WCNO, Pastor Tom, Sister Karen, and the rest of the staff, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what they've done in our life, Lord, that they have been a blessing to us in every ministry, Lord, that is on WCNO, Lord. Yes. We ask you, Lord, right now, to let that Shekinah glory, Lord, be upon them, oh God. Let the power of the living God be upon them in such a way, Lord, they would know it was you, oh God. Let the power of God permeate, Lord, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. We ask you, Lord, for the blessing, Lord. We ask you, Lord, for the promise, Lord. We ask you, Lord, for the anointing, oh God, that the power of the living Christ, Lord, the power of the living God, Lord, will manifest on this planet, oh God. For we know today, Lord, and the day before, and we've known even before the last several months, Lord, of years and weeks, God, that you're coming as soon and very soon, Lord. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, today, Lord, that your hand be upon your people, that you keep your grace, your hand of grace, Lord, upon this planet, oh God. Touch every mind, every heart, yes, every being, Lord, every child, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We yes. thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you're doing, oh God. For we know without you, Lord, we are nothing. We have nothing, Lord. But within you, Lord, we have our being, Lord. For we live the living, the Son of the living God, the living Christ, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. We yes. praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being ever mindful and ever present, oh God. You've created miracles, Lord, that we've never seen before. God, there's miracles around the corner, Lord, in every ministry that's under the sound of my voice,
yes.
that the Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost would be released, oh God,
yes.
that every ministry, Lord, they would see the manifestation of the power of God, Lord, that people would be brought to Christ in such a way they know it was you to infilling in the baptism of
yes.
the Holy God,
yes.
of the Holy Ghost, Lord, that they would, Lord, be reached, Lord, their hearts would be touched, Lord, God, that their footsteps will be in your footprints, Lord, and love will be ever mindful, you ever mindful, ever present, and we thank you, Lord, for your love and for your blessing, and we praise you, oh God, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, we praise you, Lord.
Yes, Lord,
I'm just so full of the Lord right now, I'm just going to just keep praising him, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Let the open heaven, Lord, be upon every believer.
Yes, Lord.
Excuse me. Let the open heaven be upon every believer this morning, oh God. Touch them, Lord, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. Whatever condition they may have, it may be diabetes, oh God. It could be, Lord, they need to hear you clearly, physically, Lord. Their eyesight may be diminishing, oh God. God, in Jesus' name, you're the possible God of all impossibilities, Lord. And we know that without you, Lord, we have nothing. But in you, Lord, we have our being, Lord. You're the risen Christ that sits on the right hand of the Father, making intercession, Lord. And you have healed people over and over and over again. And Father, in Jesus' name, I'm asking for a miraculous outbreak of
yes.
the power of God in the name of Jesus,
Jesus
to be upon this region, oh God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, that the power of the living Christ, Lord, be permeated, be lifted high and up in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for what you've done. Oh, God, we praise you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Today, Lord, today is a day of salvation. Today is a day of deliverance. Today is a day of power in your life. Let the anointing of God be upon you in such a way that you know it was true, that you know it was the living Christ, that you know it was the living God. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for giving your life up for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you loved us, Lord, when we are unlovable, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, that you loved us when we are far, far away from your presence. Oh, God, but let us come back, Lord. Draw us back, Lord. Let the Holy Ghost,
yes.
oh, Lord Jesus, that comforter, Lord, draw us back, Lord. Draw us back to our first love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your name. We magnify your name, Lord, over and over and over again, Lord. Lord, we raise our hearts and our hands to heavenward, Lord, saying thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Power, power of the living Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Power,
power,
power of the anointing, oh God. Power of deliverance, Lord. In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. In the name of Jesus,
Jesus,
we praise you, Lord.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for being ever mindful, Lord, ever present, Lord. Again, Lord, we ask you, Lord, for whatever physical condition, whatever emotional, ever mental, spiritual, Lord, financial, Lord, that there be your people up against. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we say, loose your hold, devil. Loose your hold. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord, that you are the risen Savior,
yes,
Lord Jesus. You are the risen Savior. You are, Lord Jesus. What we need most of all is you, Lord, is a divine presence of the Holy Ghost, of the power of God, Lord, to be released, Lord, in the churches, on the street corner, Lord, in the hospitals, Lord, in the doctor's office, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your power, Lord, be released like no other, Lord. Let your power, Lord, manifest it in the name of Jesus, oh God. We have seen it time and time again, Lord, in our services, oh God. You are still God. Still God is still God, that you will save those lost. You'll raise the dead. You'll open the eyes of the blind. You'll be able to have those people that have never talked before to speak, Lord. You'll take that deafness out of their being and cause them to hear, Lord. In the name of Jesus, it's the power of God. It's the power of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that passeth, Lord. All understanding, Lord. We seek you first, oh God. We seek the kingdom, oh God.
Yes.
We seek you, Lord Jesus, and your righteousness, Lord. And everything else really doesn't matter because we're under your presence, Lord. We're in your presence, Lord. By the blood of Jesus, by the power of the living Christ, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, touching every ministry in the nation, Lord, around the world, Lord, in this region, Lord,
yes,
in Broward County, Lord,
yes,
in Port St. Lucie, oh
yes,
God, in Hillsborough County,
yes,
in Broward County, in Miami-Dade, Lord,
hey,
in the name of Jesus, in Osceola County, in Brevard, Lord, County, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord, evermore. We praise you, Lord, for being mindful and ever present, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for what you've done, Lord, what you're doing right now in your people, Lord, in the body of Christ, oh God. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, we raise our hands and our hearts to you, Lord, and we worship you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless this radio ministry, Lord. Bless again WCNO, oh God. In the name of Jesus, this radio station, Lord, is a light to the world, Lord. It is a light to the region. It is a light to coast, around the world, Lord. And we praise you, Lord. Everyone that listens to the radio broadcast in whatever ministry, God, reach out and touch them, oh God. Be merciful to them, Lord. Have them, Lord, to come to you to the knowledge of Jesus, Lord. Be ever mindful, Lord. Ever mindful, ever present, oh God. And their behalf, Lord, speak those words of encouragement, oh God. Touch them in such a way, Father, they had known it was the hand of God, Lord. In the name of Jesus, just like the little woman touched the hem of Jesus' garment, just touched a little thread, just a little bit of his garment, Lord, and she was made whole.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we speak the living Christ. We speak the living word.
Yes.
We speak the healing power of,
yes,
God. You don't have to touch Jesus' hem, but just speak it, that I am healed, that I am saved, that I am delivered, that I am protected, that I am anointed, that the Holy Ghost come upon you in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, and I thank you, Lord, for what you've done and what you're going to do right now, this morning, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you're listening to the broadcast this morning, I just want to encourage you right now just to raise your hand if you can and just say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. Say it from all your heart. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for what you've done. I thank you, Lord, in the future, Lord, what you're going to do, Lord. You're a God that changes not, Lord. There's absolutely nothing hard for you, Lord. You'll make the crooked path straight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless and magnify your name, Jesus. Oh, Lord, be glorified. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to show us your glory. Lord, we ask you to use us, Lord God. Use us, Lord God, that you might be glorified. Lord, use the ministers, the apostles, the prophets, Lord God, every minister of the gospel. Lord God, use us, Lord God. Use the children of the Most High God, Lord God. Lord God, to share the power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ throughout the state of Florida, Lord God, America and beyond. Let the fire of God begin to burn in the state of Florida, and God, let it spread up the East Coast and across this nation in the name of Jesus. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and lift them up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. And so, King of glory, we invite you into the gateway cities of the state of Florida, Lord God, today. Lord God, consider this our formal invitation to you, Jesus, to you, King of glory, that you enter into the state of Florida, King of glory, and have your way in Jesus' name. Lord God, let it be known today that the Our Wireless Connection radio audience, Lord God, came before you, repented, asked for forgiveness of our sins, cried out to the King of glory, to know that we needed you, that we wanted you to know that we need you in every area of our lives in the name of Jesus, that we cried out, King of glory, come in, King of glory, have your way in our lives, King of glory, save America in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bless and magnify you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. According to 2 Chronicles 29:36, Hezekiah rejoiced in all the people, for the thing was done suddenly. And so we thank you, Father God, that this thing in this nation would be done suddenly in the name of Jesus. For we're crying out for revival fire to burn, Lord God, throughout the state of Florida and this nation and beyond in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that every man, woman, boy, and girl would come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we bless you and we magnify you. We worship you this morning and we call on your name. We call on you, King of glory. We call on you, King of kings. We call on you, our Lord and Savior. We call on you, Master. We know apart from you, we can do nothing. We call upon you, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We praise you and magnify your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, for divine suddenlies, Lord God, overtaking the lives of all of your people, Lord God, overtaking the life of every person, Lord God, that's a part of the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast listening audience, Lord God. For you said in Isaiah 48:3, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, and I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. And so for several weeks right now, and for the past several weeks, we have been talking about the God of the suddenlies, and that the God of the suddenlies is also the Lord of the breakthrough, and that we're pressing in for the breakthrough whatever your area that you need a breakthrough, whatever it might be. It might be in health. It might be in relationships. It might be in finance. It might be in something that you're attempting to birth. But we know that God has spoken and said that we're in a season where suddenly, it shall happen suddenly. And so we're standing in agreement that the suddenly shall come to pass, that we've chosen to believe God and believe what He's spoken concerning the suddenly in this season, and that suddenly, and that the Lord of the breakthrough is manifesting His power, the glory of God in each life. Lord God, we thank You and magnify You for all that You're doing in the lives of Your people. Lord God, we know the glory. We know the glory, hallelujah, is Your presence, Your power, and Your goodness. Lord God, we have only seen glimpses and with our natural eyes of the magnitude of Your presence, the magnitude of Your power and Your goodness. And Lord, we choose to press in, to break in, to go deeper into the things of God. And even this morning, consider God that it's deep, calling out to deep, that we might go deeper into that river of God. Hallelujah. Let it overflow and overtake us, Lord God. Let it overflow and overtake the state of Florida. And Lord God, let that river of God flow, Lord God, to every place, Lord God, calling upon Your name. And every place, Lord God, every dark crevice, every dark corner, Lord God, let the river of God begin to flow in revival fire. Lord God, burn throughout this nation in the name of Jesus. For it's our desire, Lord God, to lay our lives down before You, Lord God, in repentance, Lord God. Forgive this nation, Lord God. Forgive this nation. Have mercy on us, O God. Lord God, we stand in the gap for those, Lord God, that need standing, Lord God, that need someone to stand in the gap for them. And we stand in the gap, Lord. You need not look any further. She got almost ahead for an intercessor, Lord God. For we stand in the gap this morning, O God, for sons and daughters, O God. Lord God, we stand in the gap for families, Lord God, in this nation, God, that don't know You as Lord and Savior. And we call them out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God's marvelous light right now in Jesus' name. For let it be known that the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast this morning stood in agreement. Who is this King of glory? Who is this King of glory? He is the one that we're believing, hallelujah, will save every person, will save our loved ones, will save this nation in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise You, Lord. Glory to Your name. Glory to Your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I want to share a couple of scriptures this morning as well. This is what I heard. Restoration, restoration, restoration. And so I want to share out of Joel chapter 2, verses 25 and 26. Out of the King James Version, it says, "And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you." And in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, King James Version, it says, "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saith, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after." And so, Lord God, according to Joel chapter 2 and Jeremiah 30, God, we're asking, God, that restoration manifest in each life, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, restore the years the locust hath eaten, Father God, and do it suddenly in the name of Jesus. According to Jeremiah 30, verse 17, You said, "I will restore health unto thee." Lord God, restore our health and do it suddenly. suddenly we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Psalm 51 verse 12 says, restore unto me the joy of my salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Lord God, this morning, according to Psalm 51 verse 12, restore to us the joy of our salvation in the name of Jesus. Lord God, in Isaiah 61, 7, it says, for your shame ye shall have double. And so, Father God, we speak double, Lord God, double restoration, Lord God, and we're calling upon the God of the suddenlies and the Lord of the breakthrough, oh God, let it come to pass in Jesus' mighty name, according to your perfect will. Acts chapter 3 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Let me ask you this morning, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord, as your Savior? Have your sins been blotted out? Have you been converted? Has your life been changed? Have you changed in such a way that you've become a new creature in Christ? If not, let me say this to you. The Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But if you want to have your sins forgiven, Jesus Christ paid the price so that that could happen for you. Would you pray this prayer with me today? Would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Do you desire to repent and receive forgiveness this morning? Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus, asking God that you would forgive me of all my sin. Make me clean, white as snow. Deliver me, set me free. Jesus, come inside, live in my heart. All that I am, all that I ever hoped to be, I give to you. Jesus, be Lord over my life. Jesus, I receive you as my Savior. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. If you prayed that prayer with me this morning, I encourage you to find a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church that can teach you and encourage you and raise you up in the things of God, that you can connect with the body of Christ and they can be there to uphold you during the days and years of your life. That's what the body, part of what the body of Christ is for, that we're there one for another. So I encourage you to find the church where God has called you to be and to stick with it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We magnify you this morning. We thank you for all that you're doing through the radio broadcast. And I'd like to share one other thing quickly. I guess we're just about out of time, but I wanted to share it quickly before we close out. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Misplaced my note.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thanks, Pastor Larry. Pastor Larry and I pray for the Our Wireless Connection radio broadcast every day, but on Tuesdays we have a special emphasis of many hours of pressing in with regard to the listeners of the radio broadcast and all that God wants to do. And it's a major emphasis on Tuesdays. And I just wanted to share that this word, and I pray for whoever this is for, that they will understand it's for them and then they'll receive it. They'll understand that's a confirmation. But the word that was spoken was upgrade. And the definition of an upgrade is an incline going up in the direction of movement, an increase or improvement, a new version, an improved model, an increase or improvement in one's service, accommodations, privileges, or the like, or to promote to a higher grade or rank. And when I read the definitions, that last portion about promotion to higher grades or higher rank really stood out to me. So before we close out, I'd like to pray real quick that for those that God is speaking to with regard to upgrade, that you receive it now, walk in it, in Jesus' name. Pastor Larry.
Thank you, Pastor Carolyn. I really appreciate that. Beloved, it's come once again that we're going to close the program this morning. We do thank you for being attentive, and we trust and believe the Lord that we have been a blessing to you today, as we have in the weeks past. And just to let you know, again, thank you so much for praying for us and believing God with us. And again, soon and very soon, we will see the King in Jesus' name. God bless you. Until next week.